And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 10th of March, 2017. It's the birthday of the playwright and novelist David Raby, born in Dubuque, Iowa, 1940, drafted and sent off to Vietnam, and wrote a trilogy of plays about Vietnam, The Basic Training of Pavlo Hummel, Sticks and Bones, and Streamers. Most recent play is Visiting Edna. David Raby, who said, "I get a sentence, an idea, an image, and I start. I don't know anything beyond it. I follow it." It was on this day in 1959, 300,000 Tibetans surrounded the Dalai Lama's palace to protest China's nearly decade-long occupation. They were afraid that the Dalai Lama was going to be kidnapped by the Chinese. And it was soon after that that the Dalai Lama was evacuated to India, along with tens of thousands of his followers. Other thousands who remained behind were killed by Chinese military, monasteries destroyed. It's the birthday of the lexicologist Henry Fowler, born in Tunbridge, Kent, 1858, author of A Dictionary of Modern English Usage. It was Henry Fowler who said, "Display of superior knowledge is as great a vulgarity as display of superior wealth." He wrote, "Prefer the familiar word to the far-fetched, prefer the concrete word to the abstract, prefer the single word to the circumlocution, prefer the short word to the long, prefer the Saxon word to the romantic." Fowler wrote, "Anyone who wishes to become a good writer should endeavor, before he allows himself to be tempted by the more showy qualities, to be direct, simple, brief, vigorous, and lucid." And Fowler said, "Paragraphing is a matter of the eye. A reader will address himself more readily to his task if he sees from the start that he will have breathing spaces from time to time than if what is before him looks like a marathon course." Here's a poem for today by Lucy Shaw entitled Revival. "March, I'm beginning to anticipate a thaw. Early mornings, the earth, old unbeliever, is still crusted with frost where the moles have nosed up their cold castings, and the ground cover in shadow under the cedars hasn't softened for months, fogs layering their slow, complicated ice around foliage and stem night by night. But as the light lengthens, preacher of good news, evangelizing leaves and branches, his large gestures beckon green out of gray, pinpricks of coral bursting from the cotoneasters, a single bee finding the white heather, eager lemon-yellow aconites glowing low to the ground like little uplifted faces, a crocus shooting up a purple hand here, there, as I stand on my doorstep, my own face drinking in heat and light like a bud welcoming resurrection, and my hand up too ready to sign on for conversion." A poem by Lucy Shaw, Revival, from her collection What the Light Was Like, published by Word Farm, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.